that you could use to hold a bunch of papers together or maps or something like that together. What do you call that thing that you stretch out and put around it to hold it together?
Rubber band.
All right. Do you have any other names for that?
Well, some people may call it elastic, but oftentimes you refer an elastic as a garter sometimes. I'd say a rubber band.
All right. And if you had two or three sheets of paper and you wanted to hold together, you can use a little piece of a kind of a wire that's been in the
shape. Paper clip.
All right. And what do you call that place where you keep your spare tire in an automobile? The general.
Trunk.
All right. And when you want to go faster, you press down on the
gasoline feed. Foot feed.
Foot feed. Okay, good. And in a car, now you've got two different ways of changing gears. You know, there are two general classes of automobiles. What are those two?
Well, there's a gear shift and automatic.
All right. Now, what
automatic
do
transmission.
When you say gear shift, what does that mean?
Well, that entails the cycle that you go through to get started and then run continually is the first, second, and third.
All right. Gear. Now, if you have a, if you have this on the steering column, what do you call it in that case? What I'm going to distinguish is the ones that are on the floor of the car versus the ones that are on the steering column.
Wouldn't that be the automatic gear shift?
Well, of course, sometimes they are, but then they also have the other kind. All right, you can't think of any.
Mine is old-fashioned kind. You shift gears under the steering wheel.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how you'd call that.
All right. What do you call it when it's on the floor, the gear shift? Do you have any particular name for that?
No. Is it automatic?
All right. Well, it could be.
Yeah.
It just depends on what kind it is. All right. What do you call sometimes perhaps in apartment, in large apartment areas, the streets that run through the apartments may have little humps in the road that are put there in order to cause people to reduce their speed. What do you call those things?
I don't know, but I sure hate them. I don't suppose that bumps is all I know.
Okay, just bumps.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And can you tell me what types of cars, trucks, and any kind of vehicles that are used by the fire department? Just name the ones that you know of.
Well, a fire truck.
Uh-huh.
Then foam. Now, I don't know that it has a, it's bound to have a technical name, but I wouldn't know what that is. But sometimes they extinguish large fires with a foam.
Mm-hmm.
And then they also rescue people from ladders, all kinds of sectional ladders, so they rescue people from...
What do you call the vehicle that carries the ladders? Is there any particular name for it?
Mm-mm, just fire trucks,
just
far
fire
as
fire
I know.
Okay. And are there any other vehicles that you can think of?
The fire chief's car.
All right.
He always attends a fire.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're also equipped to take care of a drowning victim or anyone who needs artificial respiration.
Is there a name for that particular vehicle?
No, no, I don't think so, because I think that's done by the men themselves, but they're trained to do it.
Uh-huh.